Blog Talk Radio.
America, get ready to laugh. We from that NYC. We bring that comedy. Originality. And now the whole world will see.
The whole world will see.
It's a rhyme impersonator show.
DJ Uptown, can you feel this?
A rhyme impersonator show.
Queensbridge, boogie down, can you feel this?
A rhyme impersonator show.
All the world sat now, can you feel
it's
this?
A rhyme impersonator show.
America, get ready to laugh.
Oh, yo, Squoy Wobbin.
Hello, 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 radio, and welcome to another episode of the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, a show that supports new up-and-coming artists and also provides you with inspiration and positive energy that will help enrich your daily lives. America, get ready to laugh and live life to the fullest with the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. How are you today, Vina?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Monday again.
Yeah, crazy Monday.
Crazy Monday. Speak up a little loud in your mic, please.
Crazy Monday.
Yes, we can hear you now. Hey, we got some great updates, and Vina is going to go right to it because we have some amazing interviews today with some of the celebrities that we got a chance to interview at this year's Sundance Film Festival. We're going to be playing them in those interviews. Hollywood actress Nikki Reed, amazing interview, and rapper Ghostface Killah from Wu-Tang Clan. Oh, yeah. So I hope you guys are going to enjoy that. So, Vina, let's go into the updates. And the special thanks and all the good stuff.
I would really like to give a special thank you to all the backers and supporters of the Rhyme Impersonator Show, all the Kickstarter backers, and as well as especially our angel investors who have been coming really big time and helping us out and helping us to keep the platform and as well as the radio show going. And let's just give us a big hand.
Thank you so much.
And I would also like to update everyone that we have 60,000 plus views on YouTube channel now.
Whoa, 60,000 views. 60,000 YouTube views. Wow, thank you.
And I would also like to give a quick shout out to everybody who liked our Facebook page, the Rhyme Impersonator Show, starting with Pierre Buzz, Michael Vaughan, Pablo D. Martinez, Samuel Ryan, Tawif Ahmed, Marvin Suarez, Hayne Harvard, Vinay Babu, Ravi Kirin, and Anya Black. Thank you very much. Please do, share it with your friends and make sure that your friends will also like it so that we can increase our likes to 1,000. Right now, they're at 556.
Wow. 556 Facebook likes. I remember when it was just 5. That was rather daunting. When you start a big comedy show, you only have 5 likes.
Well, now you should be happy that it's 556 and it's moving forward.
556, and it's the help of everyone that put a lot into it. It didn't just happen overnight, right, Vina?
That's right. Nothing happens overnight, so.
So we want to thank you guys. 556 likes, 60,000 views. Wow, YouTube, that's big. Our subscribers' base has to get a little bigger there, guys.
Yeah, right now it's at 89. I'm definitely sure that it's going to go up to 100. And everyone who is listening to us, who is archiving us, and as well as the live listeners, thank you very much. Please do add on your comments and let us know what you would like to be on the radio show, what you would like to discuss, or
what topics you would like. This is an open forum for you. And definitely, subscribe to our YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/TheRhymeImpersonator. That's what, Vina?
It's www.youtube.com/TheRhymeImpersonator.
And subscribe to the channel, guys. You'll get all the latest updates, all the celebrity interviews that I'm having with the show, and all the updates on the project as we progress to pitch it to the TV networks this year. So you're going to get the instant. If you subscribe, you get this bam right into your inbox, right, Vina?
Yes, that's right.
Instant access.
Yep.
To the Rhyme Show.
Last but not the least, do remember March 26th, we are having a networking and mixer night. It's going to happen at Prana, which is at 79 Madison Avenue from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Wow, Prana, 79 Madison Avenue between what?
between 20, it's in the corner of 27th Street.
Corner of 27th Street. Prana, yes, the Ryan Powers Native Show, we will be there. Celebrity host Richard Alba Jr. will be in the building, baby. Definitely. We're going to come down with some cool toys. And what's good about this night is what, Vina? We're about to release something pretty big.
We are going to release the audio songs of the Ryan Powers Native Show. And on that day, you'll actually be able to access all the songs online. And definitely, you'll be hearing more updates in the radio show as well.
Pretty cool. So, guys, you'll not only come out to enjoy a great networking opportunity with the who's who in entertainment, but you'll also get to download all the three original songs from the Ryan Personator Show. Tyrone the Central Park Beggar. I Keep on Begging was that song for that, and the Ron Impersonator Show Freak Freak Remix for Mr. and Mrs. Chow comedy sketch, and the official Ron Impersonator Show theme song for the Ron Impersonator Show. You get to download all those three songs, and it's going to be great. I hope you guys enjoy it. You're going to get to see it in the sketches, and this is what's been pitched out to the network, so you'll have it. You'll have the instant updates on YouTube. Man, you'll have the original songs already. You can say, man, I had the original song before that show blew up. Woo! So big. We can't wait to, for you guys to hear it. And we'd love your feedback. Do email us. You know, RyanPersonatorShow@yahoo.com. No, RyanPersonatorShow@yahoo.com. And get all the instant updates on the website, www.icpentertainment.com, www.icpentertainment.com. And you'll get all the information on the show. And just reach out to us on Facebook. Facebook. What's our Facebook?
www.facebook.com/TheRyanImpersonatorShow.
www.facebook.com/TheRyanImpersonatorShow. And tell us what you think. We can't wait to hear from you guys. Thank you so much.
And, of course, we also have the advertising packages on the Ryan Impersonator Radio Show. It actually starts merely with $25. If you just want a 50-second commercial, like a basic outline with your business card and poster on display, it's going to be only $25. But we do have different packages. We have bronze package, we have silver package, and we have a platinum package.
Wow, guys. So definitely all you businesses out there, startups, definitely get at us. We can do a great ad for you and get it up. And promote your business, you know, on the social media channel, something you can use to promote your business and definitely bring more traffic to your business. This is really great. I love this segment of the show. I love adding these new things to help independents because we're independent and we're making strides, and hopefully we're inspiring a lot of you guys and take advantage of the platform that we created and built. And we want to hear your stories of how your businesses grow after this, you know. And video marketing is one way, right, Vina?
Yes, video marketing is one of the cheapest options as well. You not only get, it's both, it's video and audio, whereas the radio show, it's only audio, but video marketing, it's a face-to-face interview with the celebrity host, Richard Oliver Jr., and it can be a basic edit of $200 or a customized edit wherein we give you more prominence of your product and of what your product means, what your business means.
Right. They've customized that. It is the best feature, guys. I mean, it's just impacting. It's like a mini documentary about your product, brand, or service. And it's nothing like talking about your artwork and seeing it, you know, pop into a sequence in a video. Very, very powerful, very dynamic, and can definitely improve, you know, your business and your brand. So I would say customize that. It's pretty good. And that's going for how much, Rita?
That is for $500. And it's a very good deal. I mean, you're getting a URL link that you can put it everywhere in social media, and it's 24/7.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can put it anywhere. That's really great. Very powerful URL link, and we work with the best team of editors, and we'll edit that video to the tilt, and you'll be very, very pleased, as our other clients have been very, very pleased. We just did a video for Volta New York. Well, this client, what's his name?
Ethan Cohen.
The video is amazing. Oh, my God. It's great artist that he's working with, Abudia from Africa. And he did a great video marketing commercial with us with a customized edit. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. Very, very powerful. So we hope you guys take advantage of the customized edit. And if you, you know, you don't have a huge budget, you can still go for the basic edit.
Yes, and the basic edit is a minimum of $200.
That's $200. Yeah.
But you still have a URL link that you can put it everywhere on social media, promote yourself, promote your artist, or promote your business.
Promote your business, brand, product, service. And you get an interview with me, celebrity host, Richard Holmer Jr. That'll be great. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Vina, anything else?
I just want to give a special thanks to whoever comes in on board to help us. Like for World in New York, Jenny Lachi, she came in and she helped us out with the PR. And thank you very much. And anybody who is looking for a greater opportunity, want to volunteer or want to become an intern, hey, you can also work for a radio show. You can see what goes on behind the scenes of a radio show. So, call us in. Call my number.
What number would they call? I can't give out your number. What call number would you give out?
You can give a guest call-in number that we have here right now. You can give a call to 619-924-9876. I repeat it. It's 619-924-9876. And the alternate number is?
Or you can call the office number, guys, 212-470-0871, 212-470-0871. Leave us a message and or you can email us at theronimpersonatorshow@yahoo.com. theronimpersonatorshow@yahoo.com. So let us know you're interested in interning in the company, and definitely we'll get at you. Your representative will get back to you and send us your resume, headshot. This will be great. Great opportunity to see what goes on behind the scenes. Ooh. All right. A lot of work, I should say. So don't think it's going to be that pretty. I'm being honest with you. All right, so we're going to get right into one of our interviews at Sundance Film Festival. Vina was there at Sundance as well. She actually DP'd on this big interview with Hollywood actress Nikki Reed that I got to have the opportunity of interviewing her at Sundance Film Festival. So how was that experience with you, Vina? Did you get nervous next to a big celebrity?
No, I think I was ready for it because, the focus and the sound, everything was already tested. So I know that it's going to go well. So it was pretty interesting. I mean, I like the interview, the way it went.
Wow, okay, pretty cool. I think she was great. Very humble, I should say. So we're going to get right into that interview, guys. We'll be right back with the Ron Impersonator Radio Show.
Can you sound? You sound speed?
Okay.
Can you speak?
Next
up.
Next up.
Thank
you.
Evening, one. This is Rich Oliver Jr., the executive producer and director of the Rhyme Impersonator Show. I am here with Sundance Film Festival, Nikki Reed.
Hi.
I love you.
Oh, my goodness. What a great intro. Thanks.
The Lodge of Dogtown.
Love that movie. Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was quite a few years ago now, but I do love that film, too. Thank you.
It was one of my favorites. Twilight. Wow. Now this movie, Empire State.
Cool. Oh, my God, you know my whole
Dwayne Johnson.
Name. It's like we're best friends.
I love him, too.
Hi.
How do you get through that movie? Dwayne Johnson, Liam Hemsworth, and now this movie, Empire State.
Pretty cool. Oh, my God, you know my whole
Dwayne
name.
Johnson.
It's like we're best friends.
I love him, too.
Hi.
How do you get through that movie? Dwayne Johnson, Liam Hemsworth, and...
Oh, wow, I don't know. I mean, I just keep working hard and auditioning and meeting and, trying to surround myself with people that that challenge me and inspire me.
Nice. Wow. I wanted to ask you, we're on a comedy show. I produced 13.5K and Kickstarter. What is your view on crowdfunding for independence?
Oh, goodness, that's a very heavy question. Mm-hmm. I think it goes both ways, but I'm a big supporter of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Our comedy show, I'm going to ask you if you can give us a joke impersonation or embarrassing moment.
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
forget that.
Let's end with my slogan. I'm going to say, America, get ready to laugh, because here comes, you're going to say the Rhyme Impersonator Show. You ready?
Oh,
America. Yeah. Get ready to laugh, because here comes the Rhyme Impersonator Show.
Fabulous. You took it for me.
The Rhyme Impersonator Show. I took it. Nikki Reed, I love you.
Oh,
pleasure.
Great.
Pleasure
you
meet you, Nikki.
Right,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show.
Awesome.
Pleasure.
Thanks.
The hottest new comedy show to hit the Empire State. The hottest new comedy show to hit the Empire State, baby. With that New York swagger. We from the NYC. We bring that comedy. Comedic energy. America, get ready to laugh. Uh-huh. We're going to tickle your funny bone.
It was amazing. Nikki Reed was amazing. Amazing interview.
Okay.
Now, you're sure? Rolling? Nikki Reed, Lords of Dogtown. I loved her. She was the coolest. Ron Impersonator Show got the exclusive, baby, in Sundance Film Festival. I loved it. Every moment of it. We can't wait to bring it to you, New York City. Hey, she may make an appearance on the show. It could be pretty cool. You know, it could happen. It could happen. Comedy. She supports crowdfunding.
We go. Uptown,
can you feel this?
Yeah, guys, that was Nikki Reed, my exclusive interview with Nikki Reed, Hollywood actress. Man, Lords of Dogtown, man, Empire State, she's been busy. She's been Dwayne Johnson, she's acting with Dwayne Johnson and Liam Hemsworth, and man, great, great person, I should say. Vina?
She was very humble, and she was very, very interactive for the few minutes that we actually interviewed her.
Yeah.
And she's very simple.
Very simple soul, but very down to earth.
You'll never know that she is actually a Hollywood actress if you see her.
Yeah, I totally expected, you know, Hollywood, you know, people look at Hollywood and they think very stuck up actresses and people. She was very down to earth, and she supports crowdfunding. She supports independence. I'm sure when she was getting out there and trying to get in the field, she had her hardships as well, you know, and would have loved such a platform of crowdfunding that could, you know, put her in a project that could probably take her to another level in acting, you know. So that was really great thing to find out. What about you?
It was interesting. I mean, most of the actors or most of the Hollywood stars do support Kickstarter project or any crowdfunding platforms that are out there now. And, you know, it's a huge opportunity for anybody who wants to, you know, get their creative juices going and, you know, bring a project to fruition. Of course, it's easy to start, but it's hard to complete. But Kickstarter helps you to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
And it is also interesting to know that, you know, a lot of Hollywood actors, they also have started Kickstarters, and a few of them have actually succeeded, whereas a few of them have not succeeded. And I think that's where video marketing or even the Blog Talk radio show comes into existence. Any medium, any kind of medium that you have where you can actually do market yourself or put your website, your link, and advertise yourself is great. A few more people out of your own network will come to know about you. And when you do a Kickstarter project or when you do an Indiegogo project, they are going to help you out. They're going to support you.
Definitely. That definitely means a lot. Any crowdfunding support helps. You need a crowd, people.
Yes, you need a crowd.
You can't do crowdfunding without a crowd for all of you aspiring artists.
Yes, and you always have to look into, you know, cheaper ways or budget-friendly means of putting what you have right now into the market as well. And, hey, give us a call and we will help you out with the different platforms that we have.
Definitely, and this is big. I mean, it's such a confirmation. It just humbles an artist such as myself, you know, when I hear a star, you know, be so humble and, you know, really support a great medium that supports artists, you know, up-and-coming artists, you know. And, you know, and the current artists, these are the people we look up to. These are the people we admire, the actors, you know. We admire the Denzel Washingtons. We admire, I have so many great actors that I would love to meet and act with, and, you know, Billy Crystal, and, you know, so many comedians, Eddie Murphy, I could just keep going, Chris Rock, and Kevin Hart, I love you, Kevin Hart, Chocolate Drop, you know, and they started from humble beginnings as well, you know. Had they have had such a platform, I mean, all the filmmakers that were out there, John Singleton, you know, especially African-American filmmakers, they were to have such a platform at that time, how many films would have been made, you know? How many films would have really been produced and be able to compete on the Hollywood level, you know, with such a platform as crowdfunding? So I'm proud to be a part of the crowdfunding family, you know?
Yes, I mean, I totally agree with what Richard has said. And it has globally influenced the whole world, and it has made us as commoners to come together. It's not like only a few can put their ideas and direct it into a movie, but Kickstarter or crowdfunding platform is giving such a good access to anybody who's out there who is ready to put in hard work and can bring a crowd to fund their project. They can actually, you know, get the funding, get the capital going, and, you know, start the project, complete it. And it's a very good platform in a way. And But there are different means and tools that you really need to actually succeed. And people who have already done it, who have experienced it, you know, their value, their input is very valuable. And I can easily say that it's not as easy as it looks when you're doing a crowdfunding project. And you do need a lot of support. It can be either internally or externally, and you really need a good team.
All about teamwork, I should say. Definitely. Definitely. Teamwork is, I think, key with crowdfunding. But definitely, guys, if you're interested in, you know, crowdfunding consultation, this is what Vina does, you know, and myself. So get at us again. And if you're, before you start the project, before you do it, because I know celebrities that, you know, have done crowdfunding and just based on their celebrity status and thinking that, you know, they're going to achieve this great amount of money, whether $50,000, $100,000, and we come to the end. I'm not going to say the celebrity's name. I don't shout names out, but, you know, they fail. And, you know, it just sets a precedent that it doesn't matter, you know, your, you know, race, color, creed, or celebrity status. You know, a campaign is a campaign. It's built on promotion, advertising, marketing. You can't get away from that. You know?
Yes, and you have to work on it. You can't just think that putting
a web
page. He's putting a web page and thinking that people are going to come. It's not going to work. And you have to constantly 24/7 work on it, promote
true.
It, and
right.
live on it. Live in it.
Okay. Definitely.
So.
Live it. Live it. People have conviction, as you know. We'll get into later. Definitely. So we're going to go to our second interview at Sundance School Festival. I had the chance and the opportunity to meet the legendary Ghostface Killah from Wu-Tang Clan, you know, and they were promoting this amazing documentary on, you know, their life, you know, how they became, you know, how they came up with Humble Beginnings in Staten Island. It was great. Paper Tape Files is the name of the documentary. The Purple Tape Files. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Wu. Excuse me, Ghost. I said that wrong. The Purple Tape Files. And it was a great documentary. I really enjoyed it. I was like, wow, I didn't even hear much about this until I got to Sundance when I was like researching it. And wow, they were doing crowdfunding as well to raise money to produce this documentary. So there we go again. We're back to crowdfunding. And I let him. I had a great interview. Very humble, very cool, down to earth. And we had a great interview, you know, about what he's doing now. And he's very passionate about this project, I think, as Raekwon as well. And, you know, I can't wait to see it. I have to really check again to really see how the campaign went. I don't know if it's over yet. I haven't really tracked it. But I'll definitely give you guys an update on if they succeed or not, because I would definitely want to see that film on Wu-Tang. It's going to be great. So I'm going to let you guys hear my interview with Ghostface Killah from Wu-Tang Clan, and we'll be back with the Ron Burnett Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Oliver Jr., the celebrity host and executive producer and director of the Rhyme Impersonator Show, still here at Sundance. And I'm here with Ghostface Killah from Wu-Tang Clan. It's saying, this film, a premiere film. I loved it. I saw the trailer. I loved it. Tell us more about it in a quick nutshell.
It's just our lives. Cuba Link. The life
Cuba
of Cuba Link. Me and Ray. It's called the Purple Files, Purple Tape Files. And we just try to just show y'all what we went through on film, making that album.
Right. You see, I think people don't know the behind the scenes. They don't like to see that. They don't really know what goes on behind the scenes. I'm loving this.
Right.
And I'm loving the fact that you're honoring crowdfunding. You're thinking about crowdfunding for this film.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That was one of Ray's ideas. And, you know, I guess it's helping the film out. And it's all good. You know what I mean? With me, you know what I mean? Like I just said, it's like, yo.
OPM.
We just showing y'all from where we came from, giving it to you raw, everything that y'all. It's like Cuba Links all over again.
Right, Ghostface, we support crowdfunding. So when you said it, we did a comedy show, we did a sketch, and we're pitching to TV network.
Okay.
Crowdfunding works.
Right. Okay.
It works for us. America, get ready to laugh, because here comes
right.
the Rhyme Impersonator Show. Ghostface Killah, Wu-Tang Clan,
baby.
Baby.
Cuba Links. Peace.
Thank That's you right. so much, baby.
Yeah, that was Ghostface Killah from Wu-Tang Clan, and it was great, man. That documentary was very strong. I love the intro. I mean, that trailer was very strong, I should say. And I didn't even know they were supposed to be there. And they were in the building. I was like, yo, that's Wu-Tang Clan. We're done. I got to definitely interview them. So it was great, man. Purple Tape Files, that's the name of the documentary. and you know, giving prominence to Cuban Links, one of the hottest rap albums ever. You know, Raekwon and Ghostface Killah, and the making of it. You know, it was really hot, man. I had a chance to even listen to the album again. The album was hot. So big props to Raekwon, Ghostface Killah, thank you for being on the Ron Personator Radio Show, the Ron Personator Show. Avina, your thoughts?
It was interesting. The trailer itself, it started with a very strong music, and it really, whoever watches it, it does influence and shows the hip hop culture and how it actually started, begin, and things like that. It was interesting for me because I didn't know anything about Wu-Tang Clan.
She didn't know nothing about hip hop.
So when I saw it, I was like, okay, well, this is how it started. So it's a good it was a good trailer. It actually makes an audience to attract to what the documentary is all about. And the director was pretty cool. I had a chance and opportunity to talk to him before, and as he was actually putting the projector and things like that. So it was cool, and the experience was cool.
Pretty cool experience, meeting hardcore rappers, gangster rappers. We don't have many of those in India.
I don't know them. They might be there.
Could be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be definitely a new sketch of mine. Gangster rappers from India.
Yeah, there might be a few underground lying.
Uh-oh, Mumbai, look out, Delhi. It's a turf war. Don't go in my hood, man. What are you doing in my hood?
Oh, the lazy gang.
Straight out of Delhi. Boom, boom. Put the India. Bam, bam, bam. Straight out of Mumbai. Put the bitch. Don't tell you why. I'm a freestyle up in here. I ain't ready for this. Don't get me started. The sketch is coming. Look out. No, I can't mess with India. I just love you guys. Stop it. I'm going to Delhi and Mumbai and Hyderabad. I'm going to be visiting India for my scene study for my next film, so I can't talk bad about my Indian Desi brothers and sisters, I should say.
Yeah, and you'll also enjoy the laziness of Hyderabad.
I can't hear you.
The laziness of Hyderabad.
Laziness of Hyderabad.
Yeah, I think I should actually write a book about it.
Wow.
Thinking about it.
There are lazy Indians in Hyderabad. I don't believe it.
No, they are lazy and smart. That's the best part of it.
Lazy and smart. So there may be a comedy sketch coming on that one, guys. Guys, thank you so much for being with us again on the Ryan Pusdata Radio Show. Tune in next week, same time, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And definitely, we appreciate your thoughts, your comments, and you can call in anytime. Call the number 619-924-9876, 619-924-9876. Any last words, Vina, before we sign off?
Just live positive.
Live positive for what?
For everything that's going on, don't worry about it. Just live positive.
Just live. What a great cliche to life. Just live positive.
Yeah.
That's your word of today? What is it?
Yeah, that's the word for today.
I think I preferred your final box. This is one word of the day. Live positive. How do you take that with you for the whole damn week? She better come back with her positive thoughts, guys. And call in if you love Dina's positive thoughts, guys. Email the Ryan Presentation if you love Dina's positive thoughts on the show. Prior broadcast. You know, because I don't know these one-liners. I don't know.
We'll test it.
Now we have to feel more inspiration. That's what we miss. Maybe next time. All right, guys. So we're going to sign off. Thank you so much. Remember to support us on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/TheRhymePersonator. Add us on, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Instagram and Twitter pages. Like our Facebook page. Keep supporting us. We want to reach 100,000 subscribers, 100,000 views, and we want to reach 1,000 likes definitely before the end of this month, guys. Help us do it. We can do it together. And we look forward to chatting with you again on the Ryan Personator Radio Show.
Yes, and don't forget March 26th
March 26th, Prada. Hope to see you March 26th at Prada, baby. 79 Madison Avenue. You will be in the building. You'll get to meet me. Special guest Vina Kandapal will be there as well. I think the after party is going to be at, we don't know what the after party is going to be. It's going to be changed, actually. We'll let you know. Where are we from?
We are from New York.
Get ready to die.
From the NYC, bring the comedy, originality, and now the whole world will see,
the whole world will see,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
DJ Uptown, can you feel this,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
Queens Bridge, boogie down, can you feel this,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
all the world sat now, can you feel
the
this,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
America, get ready to die.
Oh, yo, Squoy Wobbin.